You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. So I really enjoyed that conversation with Benjamin, and I'm really grateful to him for coming on and giving up his time to talk to us like that.
Yeah, I found it brilliant. I found it so enthralling, and I just loved listening to him.
Well, I guess that's a good thing for a hypnotherapist.
But he didn't put me to sleep.
No.
So, and we found out what hypnosis was all about, so that's good.
Yeah, and that idea that actually when you bring it down to its simplest form, it's suggestion. And suggestions are around us all the time. Other people are suggesting things to us, but also we suggest things to ourselves.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the what they try to do is to reverse the thoughts that people have. You know, I can't pass my test. Well, let's change that thought. And that thought may well have been going around in your head. I can't pass my test. I can't pass my test. I can't pass my test. Well, changing that to I can pass my test may take a little longer, but, you know, just changing that thought process.
Yeah, definitely. And that light bulb moment that I had there, yeah. You know, that really was a light bulb for me. That idea that actually people are using exactly the same process when they're telling themselves those stories again and again and again. And every time you tell the story, it becomes stronger, it becomes more embedded. And that's a form of hypnosis in a really unhelpful way. And so what Benjamin's saying that he's doing is just reversing all that. That made so much sense to me.
It sounded quite simple, didn't it?
He did make it sound quite simple.
It's quite simple, but then you think about it and it's like, well, yeah, that is, isn't it? You have those unhelpful thoughts. Well, what is the helpful thought that's opposite to that?
Yeah.
And then have that more often.
Yeah. And we often say, we, you know, anybody who works with us will see all over the place, thoughts are not facts. And, you know, those stories that you tell yourselves, often they get embellished. They get added to, they become more entertaining almost. They're not always true. They're not factual very often.
No, and look at the process as well. It's one thing I'm going to take away from that is I'm going to start looking at the process that people have. You know, what is their process for dealing with a situation, whatever that may be, whether it's a manoeuvre or driving on a motorway. What's the process that they're going along with? I think that would be really interesting to unravel.
Yeah, maybe finding out a bit more about that would be a good thing. Great.
Being that detective that we keep banging on about.
Comes back to detective work and reflection. This is both of those things. Yeah. One of the other points that Benjamin made, which really resonated with me, was that when somebody's got a phobia, it's often their reaction that they're trying to avoid is often not. So he used the example of a spider. So somebody sees a spider, and actually when it really boils down to it, somebody is more scared of their reaction to the spider than they are of the spider itself. And that rings true for doing manoeuvres, that rings true for driving tests. But the other thing that reminded me of is people who have panic attacks. And it's really clear that actually people will do anything to, you know, having a panic attack is a horrible experience. And people become more scared of the panic attack than anything else.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly the same thing, that trying to avoid having those really uncomfortable, unpleasant feelings, physical feelings and emotions, recognizing that, being able to unpick that and recognizing that it is the response that actually is what people are most scared of.
And just remember as well, it's not a magic wand. You have to put some of the work in yourself. You know, we got all these tools, tricks, and whatever we can do, but it's down to the individual at the end of the day to go away and practice and put them into operation, I suppose.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who you're seeking help from when it comes to nerves, anxiety, phobias, not just in driving, in anything. It doesn't matter who you're seeking help from. Actually, it's you who has to do the work. So somebody else can introduce you to the tools. They can help you see some patterns in your stories or your processes. But in the end, it's you who has to put that effort and engagement in. Yeah, like you say, there is no magic wand.
It'd be lovely if there was, though.
Yeah, it would be really good. So we hope that you found that episode as interesting as we did. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.